many thanks, Richard, for preparing the article. Now we'll have some sport with two football matches this week and the start of the cricket season. Norwich City's Mr. Versatile, Liam Gibbs, scored his first goal in 3 years as the Canaries dispatched playoff hopefuls Derby 2-1 at Carrow Road. Gibbs curled the ball home on the hour mark soon after Derby had levelled after Mo Tour's first half opener. The 23-year-old's latest role in yellow and green was on the left wing, with the usual frontline options Oscar Schwartau and Ali Ahmed both sidelined by injury. Tour had gone villain to hero after missing an early penalty, but then making amends with a rocket strike to put City ahead. City made a mockery of the pre-match assertion of Derby striker Sam Schmodic on loan from Ipswich that the Rams were playoff bound.
Brian Gary dedicated Norwich City's 4-2 championship win at Bristol City to the 2,000-strong Yellow Army. The Canaries' travelling support saw four second-half goals at Ashton Gate, with Mo Torre's hat-trick and Jose Cordoba's late header cancelling the Sam Morsey opener and Sam Bell's stoppage time strike. Former Ipswich midfielder Morsey baited the away support with his goal celebration a week on from the Derby defeat for the Canaries, but this was the perfect pick-me-up.
Swordston kicked off their East Anglian Premier League cricket campaign with a 144-run win at home to Witham. The visitors won the toss and elected to bowl, and had the home side in all sorts of trouble early on, taking two wickets in the first over. Elsewhere, Horsford beat Ashmanhow and Barton Wanderers by 125 runs at Barton Turf. At Stowe Hall, Downham Stowe lost by 9 wickets to Copdock and Old Ipswichen.
Hundreds of children in Norfolk will have the chance to enjoy free football coaching camps this summer. Kellogg's football camps returned for their third year in partnership with the English Football League, Manchester City, Celtic and Rangers. More than 39,000 free places are available to children aged 5 to 15 across the UK, with Norwich City among the clubs involved. Dean O'Brien, UK General Manager at Kellogg's, said, "We're proud to bring Kellogg's football camps back for a third year, helping parents during the school holidays and giving children the chance to stay active. Our goal is to make camps more accessible, especially for families who might otherwise miss out. The camps will run from June 27th at 73 clubs around the UK, for girls and boys. Each session is led by FA qualified coaches and focuses on fun, teamwork and improving confidence. For a free place, parents can sign up by purchasing or participating in Kellogg's cereal box and scanning the on-pack QR code or by heading to the Kellogg's FC website."
9 classic Lotus Formula One cars are set to return to the track to race on the sport's most famous street circuit. Mechanics at Classic Team Lotus have been busy at Hethel restoring and preparing the cars for their owners to race on the Monaco Grand Prix circuit. The Grand Prix de Monaco Historique is a historic racing feature event, classic single-seater and sports cars from the 1920s to the mid-1980s, serving as a warm-up for this year's Grand Prix on the first weekend in June. Period drivers of these Lotus cars include Stirling Moss, Jim Clark, Graham Hill, Jack Brabham, Jackie Ickx and Nigel Mansell. The cars were built by Team Lotus in the 1960s, 1970s and 1980s, initially at the sports car manufacturer's Hethel base, then at Ketteringham Hall from the early 1970s. In total, 28 Lotus F1 cars will compete in 7 classes of racing.
Well, with that last news item, we've reached the end of part one. We hope you've enjoyed what we have introduced you to and that you enjoy the rest of your listening in the safe hands of Carolyn and Robin. So with that, we'll say goodbye from this week. So it's goodbye from me, James McGarry.
And it's goodbye from me, Bridget Cook.